Okay. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Wednesday, I was just praying, listening to the Lord, just asking Him for things. And He gave me something Thursday morning when I woke up, and I wrote it down, and it was for, I thought, the ladies on Thursday morning. And this was just a really neat study, and so I wanted to share it tonight with you guys. I feel like it's for you as well. So I'm just, what I started out with was, first I read what He told me to write down, and I read it to the ladies. So I want to read it to you. That's okay. Do not tolerate anxiety or worry, for it will injure your own souls. Did you hear that? Do not tolerate anxiety or worry, for it will injure your own souls. God alone can help you, and He will do it if you will pray about everything that happens and give thanks for everything. And I pondered on that Thursday morning. If I would pray about everything that happens and give thanks for everything, even the good and the bad. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is what I felt that was part of that. And so I asked them to put that up for me. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Did you know that scripture was in there? "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Lord, I just pray right now, Father, that Your word would just go out and do its work. You promised, Lord, that Your word would not come back void. So, Lord, right now, I just want less of me and more of You. You, Lord, use me for a vessel of honor for You tonight to bring glory to You through the word of God. And that through this word, Lord, we would be more like You. We would be free in You and take our authority and our position that You have given each one of us here tonight through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I'll be careful to give You all the glory, all the praise, all the honor You're due. You do everything, Lord. And I'm just humbled tonight to have an opportunity to just share Your word with like-minded people. And I just give You all that glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. But He went on and He said that we are commanded here to let all requests be made known to God. Requests for material, physical, and spiritual needs. And not just our needs, but our wants. Everything that concerns us in life along any line. And so tonight our scripture is Philippians. So if you want to turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 5. Starting with verse 5. And before we get there, I want to read one more scripture about worry. And it said here, do not tolerate anxiety or worry, for it will injure your own souls. God alone can help us, and He will do it if we will pray about everything that happens and give thanks for everything. And so, do you have a scripture, Luke 10:41? Okay, can you put that up? And Jesus answered and said to her, who's this? This is Martha, who was Lazarus' sister. She said, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. And if you've read this parallel parable before, it's talking about right after Lazarus came back from the dead, Jesus, the girls wanted Jesus to come and heal their brother, and He waited. He paused, not 3 days, but 4 days before He got there. So Lazarus was already gone and in the tomb. And Jesus said, spoke to him and said, Lazarus, come forth, come out of the grave, right? And then they were rejoicing. And so Martha, she was the worker, and Mary, she was at Jesus' feet. And so I just like this scripture because this scripture goes right along with Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 5 and going on. And it says, let your moderation, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses you, the next scripture, the next one, there's more. Okay, surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report. If there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these you do, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4, 8, and 9. And so I have the old King James, and mine says, let your moderation be known unto all men, that the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And that's kind of what he was telling me Thursday morning, same thing. And so I felt like sharing with you some points, and these points that will help us in our walk with life. And that was the title of my thing. So let me get to my notes. Where are my notes? Oh, I'm not nervous. Notes are right there. Sorry about that. All right, so I would say that this would be 10 secrets to help us along with life, okay? And if you can use them, that's great. These are special to me. God laid these on my heart, so I want to share them with you, okay? So the first one is permit the peace of God to garrison or keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. And we read that in verse, I want to go back and read that again. Go back. All right. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and this, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And so the first one is permit the peace of God to garrison or keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. The word garrison means to guard or to keep guarding. Keep watch on your heart. Does that make sense? Permit the peace of God to garrison or keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. It's not through your mind, it's through his mind, trusting in him. Amen? Permit the peace of God to garrison or keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Amen. And the word garrison means to keep watch or guard. So guard, permit the peace of God to garrison and keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Okay, and the second one is to renounce worry and make all your requests made known to God. And this is hard to do because sometimes, like Pastor Shana shared, he says that, you know, God, you can sit down. I got this one. I don't need to pray about this. I don't need to pray about that. Many times there's the little things that we think, oh, I don't need to ask God about that. And then we get ourselves in trouble. Or later down, we wish that we hadn't have made that thought without praying first. So the second one would be secret two, would be to renounce all worry and make all your requests made known to God. Even things that you don't think are real important to God, everything is important. Amen? Amen. And anxiety and worry today, it's more important to bring everything to the Lord because of what's going on in our society. Amen? So the third one is to think on right things. Think on right things. That would be the third one. Verse 8. To think about things that are of a pure, good report of virtue. Have you ever walked in a room and people are talking and all of a sudden it's silent because you walked in the room? What does our mind automatically do? We think, oh, they're talking about us, but really they're not probably. They're probably either glad that you're in the room and so they're acknowledging that you're in the room, but our minds tend to go to what? The negative. So we need to learn to channel our mind to focus on God's word and to think on right things. Amen. And it could be that they were planning something for you, maybe a secret party or something. Well, that too. Yeah. It's just a matter of how you see yourself in the Lord's eyes. He sees you as his child. We're king's kids, right? Amen. Are you a king's kid? I am. And then number four would be keep our mind on God and his word. And that's in Isaiah 26:3. Do we have that scripture? Isaiah 26:3? No? Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn to it. Isaiah. If you want to turn there, you can too. Isaiah 26:3. We tend to get all depending upon the overheads, and sometimes we forget about what we're doing. All right. Isaiah 26:3 says that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Verse 4, trust in ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen. And the New King James right there says that you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Amen. So we should meditate on God and his word. And this word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. And not only that, but what you pray with the word of God, it will not come back void. It will do what it says it will do. If you just have faith to believe. But we just have to open our mouth and do what it said to do, to make everything known unto God with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. So we keep our mind on God and in his word. Amen. Okay, I'm going back to my notes. Here we go. Okay. And so far we've had number one, permit the peace of God to garrison and keep our heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Number two, renounce all worry and make all your requests made known to God. Number three, think on right things. Number four, keep mind on God and his word. Number five, use the weapons of spiritual warfare. Did you know that you're in a war? Yeah. Did you know that we're an army? Did you know that right now in the heavenlies, you don't see it, but there's angels warring up there for you and for me? And I shared with the ladies on Thursday morning, even when you got in your car to come here tonight, you have no idea what the angels were doing in the heavenlies to protect us. Sometimes our little things, like, I don't know about you, but sometimes I get irritated at people driving. I wish they all would drive like me, perfect, but they don't. I do not drive perfect, but sometimes it's the only time I share this. It's the only time that I have to really pray for God to forgive me and keep me in motion, to keep what it says, think on right things and keep my mind on God and his word, because I can get so irritated when people just do stupid things in their cars. I don't know about you guys, but that's one of my things that God's working on me. But you don't realize that sometimes the hesitation or the 5 minute waiting for someone to turn and get out and they get in front of you and slow you down. So then you have to wait that 5 seconds or 6 seconds. It seems like forever. Makes you angry. Could be down the road. It could have helped you not be in an accident, or it gets you in a timing of the Lord to where he's protecting us. And so those little things that take our time, and we don't know all that's happening in the realm of the spiritual realm, but God does. So use the weapons of spiritual warfare. And do you guys have 2 Corinthians 10:4-6? Or do I need to look that one up too? All right, we're going there. 2 Corinthians. This is a good one. Did you know that we don't wrestle against flesh? Did you know that? The word of God says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle with spiritual strongholds, mighty things in the heavenlies. Have you heard this scripture before? We are in a battle. We are in a war, and we're to use the weapons of spiritual warfare. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 6, let me see if I can get it real quick. I forgot to tell you guys that the scripture's in parentheses. I'd like to have up. Okay, here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to start with verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. In other words, you're not fighting with people. We're not fighting each other. If you're married, you're not fighting your husband or wife. When the things come in your life that are upsetting and you're kind of fighting with each other, learn to recognize what it is that is going on there. It could even be the enemy coming in and causing you to get distracted from something later on that God wanted to do in your life. And so Pastor Shane and I, we've realized that sometimes when the Lord is wanting to do some miraculous thing, whether in our lives or in the church, things start becoming irritated at home. We both just like look at each other and say, what is going on? And we realize it's the enemy attacking us because he doesn't want us to fulfill what God has for us. So next time that you feel upset and you guys are starting to fight with one another or you feel irritated or something, just stop. Say, where did that come from? And say, devil, get out of my life. I rebuke you. Or just stop fighting and say, you know, God must have something really good planned for us because he's really fighting us right now. And we are irritated at each other. So let's just choose to kick him in the face and say, no, we're not going there. And kiss and make up or leave or do whatever. Just get out of the situation. But 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not here on earth. They're not knives, guns, things like that. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Those are our weapons. And what the weapons are right there, the first one is to pull down the strongholds. Well, how do you do that? Well, you do it in verse 5. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. In other words, when thoughts are in your mind and they're controlling you and you don't feel right about it, cast it out. How many of you go fishing? You cast out the worm out into the water. Cast out those things. Take control over your mind and say, no, no more. I'm casting that out. And then it goes on to say anything that would exalt itself or be more important in your life than what you know to be the Word of God or God himself. Cast it out. Get rid of it. Don't let the enemy have any foothold in your life. Don't let him come in your eye gate. Don't let him come in your ear gate. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Most of the war and the battle is in our mind. And if you can learn to focus on the Lord and focus on this word and stay in tune with him, when those things come in your mind that don't add up or don't follow what God's word says, cast it out. Get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it. Amen? Amen. And then verse 6, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, stand and help others, encourage others. Don't wipe them out, but lift them up. I encourage the women that mentoring, you have one hand up, holding up for someone that's mentoring you, and then your hand is down here, and you're holding up a woman or someone that you're mentoring as well. And it's called discipling. You should have one. You should have somebody that's helping you get better and keep you accountable. And then have somebody that you're helping them. And just, does that make sense? So that's number 5. Use the weapons of spiritual warfare. And then number 6, put on the whole armor of God. Is the armor of God on right now? Because if you're not wearing your armor, you're naked in the spiritual realm, really. You are. You are. Do you all know the armor? Does anybody not know what the armor of God is? No? Well, it's in Galatians. No, it's in Ephesians, some of it. Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10. And we'll go there. It's all right. Ephesians. I'm more of a teacher than I am a preacher. But you know what? I love the word. The word of God is stronger. And when you speak the word in prayer, speak the word over your children, speak the word it has to come and do what it's been sent to do, because God is awesome. Put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10. Finally, my brethren, oh, you've got it, okay. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. There it is, right there. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. That's your armor. Strong. That little guy over there. Yeah. And the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith, those are awesome. The helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, that's the word of God. Amen. If you don't know about the armor of God, do that study. It's really a fun study to learn about that, stuff like that. So that's number six, okay? So let me go back to where I was. Sorry. Old fashioned here. All right. So number seven, they just all kind of just flow into each other. And so number seven is have faith in God. Really. If you don't have faith in God, what have you got? God's given each one of us a measure of faith, and he wants us to exercise that faith. How do you exercise your faith? By testing him, by stepping out, by using your faith, by believing that something great. Have you done that? It's really neat when God answers the prayers. Matthew 6, 25 through 34, it talks about have faith in God. Oh, you got it. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. Did you know these are red letters? This is Jesus talking. Nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? You got more? Is that it? Yeah? Okay. So it goes on and it talks about the lilies of the field, how they toil. And the birds, they don't store up food. But we are even more important to God than those. Do you realize how much God loves us? He loves us. He does. So have faith in God. If you truly, truly want to have the blessings of the Lord, just step out like childlike faith and just believe God's word for what it says. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Just open it up. And do what it says to do. Just walk that. Go for it. I challenge you to do that. I'll tell you what, it's a wild ride when you're with the Lord. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right. That's right. She was saying that sometimes the Lord doesn't answer right away the way we want him to, but eventually His way is the right way. Amen? Amen. If we just trust Him, just have faith in God. Totally have faith in God. Amen? Okay, and so number 8, live and walk in the Spirit. Live and walk in the Spirit. That's a hard one. Romans 8, 1 through 13. Do you guys have that one? Okay, put it up. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son, Jesus Christ, I added that, in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but should be in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to this flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Do you understand what that's saying? Literally? I'm just amazed. By walking in the Spirit of the Lord has given us authority over everything. The enemy is under our feet. He's been defeated. Did you ever think what happened the 3 days? Jesus died on the cross, they say Friday night. And then Sunday He rose from the dead. What did He do between Friday and Sunday? Who knows? We do know. The Word says that He went down into the pit and He took the keys of hell and death. And people say the grave, but death and grave's the same. And He took the keys away from the devil. He took all authority that the devil had. He took it all. And that, right there, is exciting because it also goes on. The Word of God says that you and I are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So if Christ took the keys, you and I, we're part of that. So He has no authority over us either. Amen. He doesn't. The only thing that He has is what you let Him have. That's right. And He's not omnipresent. He's not omnipotent. He's not all-powerful. And he's not smart, omniscient. He's not smart at all. And so because of that, we are victorious through that. And we can walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. And it goes back up to permit the peace of God to garrison, renounce all worry, make all your requests made known, think on right things, keep mind on God and His Word, use the weapons, put on the whole armor of God, have faith in God. Live and walk in the Spirit. There's a lot there to do on a daily basis. But we can do that because the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit. And that is precious. He's our teacher. He's our comforter. He's your everything. Are you even aware of that? I love the Word. I'm sorry I get excited about it. So, okay, so live and walk in the Spirit. And then number 9, do not cast away your confidence. Do you have confidence in God? Have you seen that movie, The Bug's Life? The grasshoppers own the ants. Okay, and they have authority over the ants, so they say. And they have to have food for them once a year, and the grasshoppers come, blah, blah, blah. And this year, the ants didn't have enough food for the grasshoppers, so they started to fight. And there's a bunch of misfit bugs who came to their camp that were carnival people. Well, one of their bugs was huge. He was a big bug, but he's very, very slow. And I like this. Do not cast away your confidence into that little bug. There is one little grasshopper who was going to attack this little ant. And unbeknownst to this little ant, he had nowhere to go. So he was going to stand his ground, this little ant, up against this little grasshopper. And so he just stood his ground like that. Unbeknownst to him, behind him was that big, huge bug. And that big, huge bug was going like that. And that grasshopper turned around and took off. That little ant was so amazed. Do you imagine how, if he was a person, how much his faith was built in that one moment? That's our God. And that's how you exercise your faith. You just trust the Lord. He's given us everything. All these scriptures tonight, these are powerful golden nuggets in the Bible. Every one of them is. In my Bible, they're all highlighted. They're all marked. These are golden nuggets. And not only that, but they're promises. And you cannot fail. You cannot fail if you do these things and follow after God. Amen? I know it's a lot of work, but it's there. And then number 10, you ready? Cast all your cares on Him. He didn't want us to carry those. He didn't want you to worry. He doesn't want you to have anxiety. He doesn't want you to have any of that. We put that on ourselves. And I'm telling you tonight, right there, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on Him. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. It's very hard to do this on a daily basis. And God knows that. And that's why He sent us the Holy Spirit. And that's why He gave us this word. Can you imagine back in the Old Testament, they didn't have this Bible. Excuse me. But we have this word. And are you using it, or are you just letting it be on the shelf? I need to drink. I don't think the enemy wants me to say this. But I'm going to. Cast all your cares on Him. Everything, even the bad, even the good, and just praise Him. And 1 Peter 5:7 says to cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Our God, the God that created the universe and the heavens, made a way where there was no way to save us. And He went out of His way to save us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ and the blood, Jesus bridged the gap between man and God. And from the very beginning, all God wanted and is wanting is our fellowship with Him. How much are you fellowshipping with Him? And how much are you fellowshipping with the world? And the thing I'll leave you with, I'm going to talk, devil. You can't. See? I rebuke him in Jesus' name. This is not our home. If you profess to be a Christian and you're saved, this is not our home. We are just pilgrims. We are sojourners. This is not our home. We are spiritual beings in a human fleshly thing. And one day in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it talks about it. It talks about how in the twinkling of an eye, in these clouds are going to roll back. Just picture that for a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, you don't have time to get saved in a twinkling of an eye. God's going to say, Son, Jesus, go get my children. It's time. It's time. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, this is kind of goes along with what Pastor Shane was saying this morning in his stuff. And I feel it's fitting just to bring it in here. If I can find Thessalonians, they took it out of my Bible. I got things in my Bible. It's hindering me. Come on, where are you at? Thessalonians chapter 4. Get there. Okay. Let me get there just a minute. It's 4:5. It's 4. The end of 4. I don't even know where to start because the whole book is excellent. I'm going to start in 14. Chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And as we go on in verse chapter 5, it says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, have you heard that? Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for our helmet, the hope of salvation. Verse 9 of chapter 5. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. That's Jesus. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Amen? Amen. So I challenge you tonight, and this is a good challenge. Read a little every day. Read something and then do it. And ask God what he wants you to do in the kingdom for him. What ministry? What are your talents? What is it that you love to do? What is it God's laying on your heart? And get to it. I really encourage you to get to it. And so in closing, the 10 secrets to help us along with life. First one's permit the peace of God to garrison or keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Renounce all worry and make all your requests made known to God. Think on the right things. Keep mind on God and his word. Use the weapons of spiritual warfare. Put on the whole armor of God. Have faith in God. Live and walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Do not cast away your confidence and cast all your cares on him. Amen? Amen. Thank you for letting me share my heart with you. I love the Lord. And I'm thankful that his word is real. Our words have no power, but God's word, it has power. And you can pray God's word. Amen? Amen. So, Pastor Shane, you want to come up and close us in prayer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good job. All right. Well, let's just pray. Father, I just pray that this word tonight, Lord, that it would resonate within us, Lord, that it would be sealed in our spirit, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, you'd remind us regularly, Lord, that we need to be in your word, that we need to be in your presence, that we need to seek your face, and we need to do what you've called us to do. We need to be who you've called us to be. Now, Lord, we've got a whole fresh week ahead of us, and I pray, God, that you would spur us, provoke us. God, encourage us by your Spirit to do those things and to pray and to seek your face, Lord, and to be found obedient for your kingdom's sake in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen,
amen.
And amen. God bless you. God go with you. We'll see you on Wednesday night. Amen.